Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here. I appreciate you today. We have an amazing sister from another mister. Look at that. She is so official, guys. Very official. I'm like, oh my gosh, Maria. When I grow up, I want to be Maria for sure. I love a woman who is very humble, very kind, but ready to rumble, literally ready to help our community level up, right? Through her knowledge and through experience. And she is also a Hounslow Business Community member. And now she's ready to be at the level up circle. So today we're going to learn about Maria. Are you guys ready? I hope so. Let's go.
Level up with Dr. Leyland. Into the future, the world is waiting now. Dreams are in the making, we'll show you how. From the books to the screen, from the stage to the stars, level up your game, let's raise the bar. Innovation, inspiration, it's in our DNA. Breaking through the limits, we're paving the way. Level up, reach the sky, take the lead. Don't be shy, your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up Academy, it's your time. Oh, it's your time. At Level Up Academy, we rise and climb. Empowered in your passion, your voice will be heard. Building a legacy with every word. From podcasts to pages, from business to art. Level up's the place where it all can start. With heart and with vision, we're chasing every goal. Together we'll ignite the fire in your soul. Level up, reach the sky, take the lead. Don't be shy, your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up Academy, it's your time. Oh, it's your time. At Level Up Academy, we rise and climb.
Wow. Are you guys ready to level up? I hope so, right? People are like, CJ, that is such a big intro. I know. I love that, though. I love my intro. So quit it. I made it. I wrote it. I composed the music. Yes, it is AI, but I literally had so many reiterations to it. I was asking people to sing for my intro for a year and nothing happened. Everyone's like, even if you pay them, everyone's like too busy to do things. I'm like, you know what? If I can't find opportunities, then I will create one. Hence, I did it myself. So I'm loving that. Hello, everybody. I'm red haired today. Okay. Just leave me alone. I'm red haired today. I was trying to look for my short bob blonde and I can't find it. So I went to San Francisco with it. I don't know if I left it at my mother's, but here I am. So today I have an announcement to make. Watch this. Look up. I'm so excited. Do you guys know what this is? La, 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 la. Okay, the Minister of Singapore even puts this in. Look it up, because Have a Seat, it's from Pop Mart, and it's called Have a Seat Monsters. Okay, you can't find them anymore. You will find them probably open box. These are all not open box. I'm hoping I have a secret in there. If you don't know what it is a collectible. I have 3 boxes from Pop Mart collectibles. I really love them. I think they're so adorable. They're so cute. I showed it once here. And that's part of having fun in your life. You don't have to be serious all the time. Whatever you like, whatever you do, just have fun with it, okay? So in terms of fun, okay, this week is the last week, I believe. No, next week is the last week. I keep thinking today is like the 29th instead of the 22nd. Hello. Next week is the last week to sign up for an anthology, okay? And you're saying, CJ, there's so many anthologies out there. The difference of each anthology, there's always a huge difference. A, who leads it? B, what are their credibility? I'm very big in credibility. And C, how do you amplify your messages, right? And D, really, at the end of the day, it's all about impact and legacy. What does your great-great-grandkids, what are they going to find out about you? What are some of the stories that you would like them to know about you or share about you, right? These are the moments that sometimes you're like, oh, I'll do it next time. But what if there isn't a next time? Think about our sister last year, Sister Jessica. Right. She was in our Beyond Boundaries and she wanted to be in Rebel with a Cause, but she died. Right. No matter what the cause of the death or whatever it is, our legacy is when we take the moment, we take that leap right now. Right. To make sure that you can share your story. The reason that I'm pushing this actually for always, because my great grandfather, I didn't know how amazing he was. He died in 1970. I didn't know anything about him until I researched about him with my aunt. Then I asked my mom about it, and I got to know more. You know how I found out about his amazingness is through somebody's master thesis. He was that prolific in the Philippines, and I didn't even know about it, okay? And the students of Mindanao research about my grandfather and his life and what he did, right, for his community and his country. And I'm like, wait, that's my bloodline? I didn't know anything about it, right? That's what I'm saying. You guys have your own zone of genius. 30 years. I used to say 100 years from now. No, it's not even 100 years. It's like, what, 30 years? I'm 40 years. I don't even know anything about him, right? It doesn't take that long for you to be a grandma, and then you pretty much cross that rainbow bridge, and everything that you work hard for, every struggle that you did, every resilient moment that you have, you wish you could tell your great grandkids of, hey, stay happy. Hey, happiness is better than just money focus, right? You know, read up, make sure that you are skilled up. All of those things that you would wish your grandmother told you, you couldn't. But what if you could in a book, right? And this is the first anthology, by the way, that we're doing that we don't have a theme. I'm actually scared. I like structure. I'll be honest with you. And this doesn't have a structure. Literally like, okay, just tell me your story in 2,000 words. I'm kind of scared, to be honest. But I'm also excited because there's no theme. You can write whatever you want. It could be a poetry. It could be a lyrics. Whatever you want to share to the world. And then, of course, we have an academic publishing. So I know I am very ambitious right now. I am. I'm going to tell you because I have a goal and I'm all about action. Okay. I don't want to talk about it. I want to do it. Whether you're with me or I'm by myself, I will do it. So 2022 was academic publishing that I did. I do only once every 2 to 3 years because it's very intense. You got to do research and you got to publish and you got to provide a summit. Whether 2 people showed up or 1 people showed up, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a summit that's out there for people to know. You basically do 1 book, which is in English, obviously. It's 3,000 words. It's like an anthology, but in academic publishing. You go automatically in 61 countries, including Japan and China. And I say including because these 2 countries filter the heck out of their textbooks. Okay, they don't allow anybody, just anybody in the world to get into their library because they are what? Nationalistic. And I'm okay with that. Right? Because they want to make sure that their people filtered what you are telling them. And so it has to be heavy on research, and the editing part is super heavy on academics. And so I have done manuscript with my people when I was a dean. We did only 1 manuscript in English, and it was in what? These languages, 6 different languages, English, German, French, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese. And guess what? We don't even have to pay to convert them. minimum conversion is about 10 grand for 3,000 words, right? And we don't have to even do that. All you're doing right now is I will do all the editing, and that is what you're paying for, is the editing and for everything else, formatting, everything. But imagine if you have one book you publish and you're literally done for the year because you get six books. There's six different books. But the requirement is master's degree. You cannot have just a bachelor's. It has to be master's and above, and it doesn't matter on which master's. It's a very specific topic. So if you want more information, scan the QR code, QR codes, I should say. One is for payment and one is directly more information. So do not forget that. And remember, this anthology, it's going to be Susana and myself. Four of our books last year went to number one international bestseller. And this is the cover, guys. This is the cover for the academic publishing. It's called Bridging Worlds, Exploring Innovation, Wellness, and Society Across Disciplines. We're going to have an anthropologist in here. We're going to have an author and writer. We're going to have an educator. We want people who are never had done academic publishing, which you need, by the way, if you're in academia. Go ahead and DM me. Again, this opportunity closes at the end of this month because we have a lot of research to do. And we will have a meeting so I can show you a workshop on how to research, how to write it, and how to format it. So we'll have three different workshops on that. And let's see if there's anything else that I miss, because sometimes I do miss things. Okay. I do have, of course, a lot of sponsors. One of them is my sister, and of course, I'm going to say sister because he's my inner circle. Okay. We're always looking for ambassadors who love to be with Hounds of Business community. Always. Right. We want people who are not users though. If you're going to be in the Hounds, you got to reciprocate the energy, the love that we provide for you. But if any community, if you go into it and you don't put the work, you don't get to know people, you don't get to network, you don't do anything, and you actually expect a miracle, not in any planet, not here, not in Mars, not in Venus, that you will get that. Okay, it's called reciprocity. So I hear people like, oh, I'm in the Hounds, nothing happened. What did you do? That's literally what I hear. So I'm like, okay, network. Ask people for whatever, Zoom, right? So that is one of my sponsors always, is my brother from another mister, but I call him a sister, you know, don't worry about what I'm saying. You guys get my point. And then of course, my sister Susana, we're always together. I'm gonna create a new one for her because she has a lot of really amazing selfie and new hairdo. So I'm gonna create one for her starting tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have this one, the Dating Violence Awareness Month. Especially for teenage girls, if you are a mom, a dad, talking about dating violence with your daughter or son, right? There's a lot of bullying happening. There's a lot of mental health happening. There's a lot of suicides happening for all of our teens who get bullied for anything. We are going to have an event in February with these fearless leader. I'm part of CDB, part of their board member as well. Guess what my title is? Marketing, of course it is. But Agape is our fearless leader. Nicole is my partner in crime in terms of publicity. So hopefully we will see you guys tomorrow. I'm done talking now. I'm going to bring in Maria. Are you guys ready for me? Wait, we need music. What the heck? Ready? Yeah.
Level up, it's time to rise, unlock your potential, reach for the skies, transform pain to purpose, find clarity and stride. With Dr. Leyland leading, we stand side by side. Collaboration fuels us, together we thrive at Level Up Academy. Your dreams come alive.
Woo! Woo! Maria, welcome. How are you?
I am fabulous today on a snowy day in Virginia.
Wow, I don't miss Virginia snow. Mm-mm. One time, I think we had a huge snow that I couldn't get out of my house, period. And it was a long driveway, so I had to literally beg my neighbor, who has the automatic snow blower, to come to my house and blow, because I had two babies then, and we couldn't go anywhere. But I think Mike just sent me, he was minus 1 degrees today. And, right? What? Wait, how hot are you right now?
It is 24 degrees outside.
24. I'm 63 degrees, but at 1 p.m., guys, in San Diego, we'll be at 80 degrees. And you're like, woohoo, I want to be hot. Not really. We have a fire ongoing right now, so I'm kind of scared. Hopefully, it will die down. It's been on fire for the last 2 days, so hopefully it will be all going away, right? But right. I'm grateful that you're here, right?
I am very grateful. Thank you for the opportunity.
Of course. So, Maria, the very first question that I usually ask my guests is, think back 20 years ago and find within your timeline some of the significant changes in your life that got you here where you are today.
Okay. So 20 years ago is 2005. That's quite some time. So I can relate my timeline to my family. And so I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a sister. And back in 2005, my kids were 15 and 10. And at that time, I had 20 years combined active duty in reserve U.S. Navy time. And that's what I was doing back in 2005. I was a mom and a drilling reservist.
Wow. So you're amazing in service. Now, how did you get from there to where you are right now? Like, what are you doing right now for our community?
What I'm doing right now for the community is I'm in financial services, and I like to teach people about money, about the concepts they were never taught in high school, or I was never taught in the military, or I was never taught in college.
That's true. Now, in terms of inspiration, right? You were a mom, you were doing some military transitioning career from engineering, military service, to now founding Squid Financial LLC. What inspired you to transition in these categories of jobs?
I would say that initially it was the feeling overall for me is security. So I wanted to, as a child, we had moved twice because first time was Keeping Up with the Joneses. And the other two times was because financial insecurity. And so my focus was financial security. My careers were financial security. So the 20 year, actually a total of 30 years in the military gave me financial security in the way of a pension. And then I transitioned that after I retired from the military into, yeah, that is a trombone behind me. So I transitioned after I got out of the Navy Reserve to the Department of Defense because I could sell back my military time. And so I came in with 15 and a half years on the books, and all I had to do was five more years and retire twice. So that gave me financial security there, knowing that I would be getting two pensions. And now I'm on act three of my life, which is my own business. So through being a leader in the Navy, I know the difference between a manager and a leader. And I couldn't work for somebody else because it just drives me absolutely bonkers if they're not a good leader.
Ooh, let's talk about that. How do you define good leadership? In your eyes?
In my eyes, they walk the talk. They get their hands dirty with the people that they work with. They work with. They don't lord over you. A leader is somebody who's gone through the fire. They've been tested just like gold is refined and tested through the fire. I don't, no analogies to what's going on in California. I don't mean to, I don't mean to go there, but with gold, you're tested and you're tried. People that have theoretic theories about being a leader, no, you actually need to do it. You actually need to have people skills and do the work.
Yeah, that's so true, right? Like, that's the difference between a doer and a talker, right? A lot of people talk and love to hear themselves and talk and talk and talk. And I'm like, okay, show me what you got. Show me what you've done. What is your skid mark? Well, I'm like, ooh, there goes excuse. I get turned off right away, right? So I'm glad that you say that. Now, how do the skills and experiences you gain in the Navy and then engineering influence your approach to financial planning and client engagement?
Well, in the Navy, I did customer service. I was a personnel specialist. And so I did the administrative type work for the enlisted people. And so when somebody would come on board, I would check them in. And right off the get-go, you're looking at their life insurance that came through the military, their servicemen's group life insurance. And that was almost like a precursor to what I'm doing right now. So I have my life insurance and annuities license, but even in the Navy, I was talking about life insurance. And then when I got out of the Navy, I was like, where do these life insurance get their, you know, millions and billions of dollars? They're building big buildings. And I found out their secrets of, it's almost secrets of the wealthy. That's what wealthy people use to stash money tax-free.
Okay, spill the beans. Let's start from the beginning. Spill the beans right now. Let's start from the beginning, okay? So let's say that, do you only help veterans or do you help pretty much everybody? Or specifically for veterans?
I help anybody, but with the veteran community, since I am a veteran, I know what they have and I know how to translate it into civilian speak. So what can be confusing for a veteran is, okay, now how do I transition all of what I have from the military into the civilian world? Well, I speak that language. I know what you have in the military and I can translate that. And just anybody that is looking for financial security, where is a good place to start? Start now. Don't wait. But the time is when you're in your 20s. Oh my goodness! For just a little bit of money, by the time you're 65, you could be a millionaire. It's incredible.
Okay, so let's talk about your story behind Squid Financial. And we're going to go back to the spilling the secrets in a minute, because I'm sure people are on the edge of their seat. Like, okay, Maria, tell us what's happening. Now, what is the connection to your career journey? Like you said, okay, I'm in the military. I retired twice. I wanted to know how they get all this money, like to get all these buildings and all this finance. You found out the secret, right? Now you're helping mostly veterans and, of course, civilians like myself. What is the first thing? Like, most of our viewers, I mean, I get viewers like 13 years old, so this is good for them too. And I get viewers who are 75. So let's, like, we're in the middle. Let's say we're in our 40s. What is the first step that they need to do to get that financial wealth so that they can retire? Because I've seen people in their 70s working at Walmart as a greeter. Like, they should be in some island sipping some margarita or something. I don't know, right?
Right.
What is that?
What would somebody in their 40s do, you're saying?
Yeah. What would be your advice to get that wealth? To retire. Fully retired. Yeah.
what they need to do is just figure out where they are, figure out their what they have debt, their assets, their expenses, and actually their standard of living. What do they consider as a good standard of living when they retire? Because everybody's standard's completely different. That's why all the consultations are private, because some of these, you know, somebody may say, oh, well, I need to have $5 million in the bank. Okay, well, we can route out a plan. You need to find out what your goal is first, and then we can back that up. Some people may say $1 million, $2 million. It's about $2 million right now.
$2 million. So what's the first step? Go and open a life insurance, or how does that work?
So we start with a goal in mind, and then you have to look at their risk, what they're willing to risk, what they're willing to keep in their secure bucket, the risk bucket, and how I'm going to live my life bucket. So it's all on a case by case basis, but I would highly recommend that life insurance be a part of it. And also there's some folks out there that may not qualify for life insurance. There's also annuities, but with what I deal with, the returns are going to be greater than 0.5%.
Regular banks, right?
Regular banks, savings accounts. There's other instruments that can be used, and then we figure out the strategy to get them to their goal.
I see. Yeah, because I really think that, you know, people don't think that you're going to be retired. And then our federal government here in the U.S., because I know we have international people here. So the federal government here in the U.S. literally have moved the age. I think it used to be like 62 or 65, you can, you know, retire. But I think they moved it to 67, right? And some people in their 60s, literally in 60s, are not able to even walk anymore. How are they even going to get that money and enjoy it? They can't, right? So some people want to retire maybe in their 50s. And
right?
Like, how do we get that financial freedom to start working for us? Like, on average, you don't have to tell me, right? Because I know there's FCC laws as well. On average, how much does a person, regular person working, they need to save in their 40s, because I know 20s is different. It's probably cheaper to start in your 20s. But if you're in your 40s, how much money on average that you need to put into something so that in your 60s, you can retire, even early 50s, you can retire. Non-smoker, good health, and don't drink.
Okay. And therein lies, okay, what's the goal? What is your ultimate retirement goal? How much do you want to live on per month? And that's what we're used to in America, is how much money we need per month just for our bills and whatnot. It's hard to put a dollar amount for the average person.
Yeah, I think that's where people kind of like say, okay, well, I'm thinking like the lifestyle that I live now, there's no way I could sustain it all the way to my 60s. I'm going to tell you that. Okay. The lifestyle I have today, no way I can sustain it until then. But when my kids are out, like one of my child is already out, the second one is 18 this year and senior, when she goes to college, then I think it's time to, we don't need a 4 or 5 bedroom home at this point. You can make it smaller. Also, California has high taxes. I mean, my sister is in Oregon. She has no state tax. I was thinking Texas, but I'm like, I am not touching Texas. Apparently in Houston, they were snowing. No, thank you. So my only option, right? I'm not going to Kentucky. Like, nope. I was thinking, okay, maybe Florida, somewhere in West Palm, because I like West Palm Beach. that or somewhere in there where you can afford it. And I even told my husband, I'm like, maybe we should just move to Italy. I mean, his family is from Calabria. I said, maybe we will do that. Maybe we will move somewhere where, I mean, I saw a lady on TikTok that she bought a $40,000 flat in Italy. It's in Sicily, in this little town. I'm like, oh, that is so quaint. And my husband's like, there is no mall. Just know there is no mall in there. I said, if we have internet and we have Amazon, we are good. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, then I can open a boutique. What the heck is going to happen? You know, I really want to, like, there's options. I want people to see options. But also with financial freedom, really, if you think about it right now, everybody needs money, right? Everybody. But we don't think about the need until we need it. But everything is so expensive. So how do you tell your clients to save, Maria, so that they can have a future?
Well, you know, that's their choice. How do I tell them how to save? Wow. Well, either they're blowing smoke up your bum when they say they want a certain lifestyle. Well, you got to put your feet to the fire and be disciplined and do it. Because even with, okay, your 401ks, they're taking out maybe a minimum 3%. Do you miss that 3%? No. What? It's an auto draft kind of thing. So if you put things on auto draft and you're not actually doing the ATMs or the debit card transactions, you put things on auto draft, then you actually don't miss it as much.
Yeah, right. So if you don't see it, you don't really know if it's there. It's like one of those things. And I think this is one that there's a trend going on. It's been going on for the last year, I should say, where they have a book. It's like a planner, and the planner, the goal is to have $5,000 cash by the end of the year. And they set it up where first day you have $1, second day you put $2, third day you put $3 all the way, right? Mm-hmm. And by the end of the year, you get $5,000 cash. It's, to me, it's more of like a self-control. Like, I'm looking at my excess crap on my house. Like, all of these were money pits, literally. I could be putting somewhere else, right? And I think when you're young, we always tell people, oh, you should start in your 20s. But people in their 20s just want to accumulate crap. Like, I'm one of those, right? And I still am accumulating crap because that makes me happy. But at the same time, it's like, what's going to happen when you can't work anymore, right, for some reason, and you still need to pay bills and you still need to live? Like, what's going to happen then? It's going to be too late. Right. So that's one thing that I love about financials, especially for veterans, because I think veterans I have a lot of veteran students who actually go to school and go back to school and they're already retired. But then they're like, oh, I'm so loving retirement. And some of them, you're like, enjoy it, because in a couple of months, you're going to be so bored with your life. You want to go back to work. Yeah. Is that true? Is that true?
Well, it was for me. You know, go, 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 do, do, do. I honestly missed the leadership piece in teaching. So that's what I was looking for. When I was in the Department of Defense, I wasn't teaching anybody. I was under a manager. And the funny thing was, during my yearly evaluation, he was asking me how he could be a better leader. And I said, whoa, time out here. This is my evaluation. This isn't yours. I'm just wired to serve, no matter what capacity, no matter what job I've had. It's always related back to service and to giving back. My degree is in human services. I thought that I would want to help in the social services, and I just got too melancholy. And I was like, hearing the case studies and whatnot, I do want to help people, but I think just fundamentally helping people with money for me kept me in my happy place too.
That's really important, right? Because I think when you're young, it's like a stage in life. I feel like in your 40s, like for me at least, I'm at that top level of Maslow's hierarchy of self-actualization. And I want to help the community and I just don't know how. And I'm like, I'm looking at all the list of my skills and abilities. I'm like, I don't know how. But when you're looking and listing your skills, okay, for those of you who don't know what your purpose or your mission yet, list all your skills. And process of elimination, guys, look at the theme, okay, of your skills and what you're actually accumulating and what you actually love to do. When you figure that out, you're going to find out that that's really your last stint, if you will, of not just a career, but your mission in life. Like, I didn't even know that until pivot and change. And I'm like, okay, stop, CJ. I know I have ADHD, but I needed to focus on what am I going to do for the rest of my life, right? And it was so important for me that I looked at and reflect, even in high school, even when I couldn't speak English, I was like, I'm going to be in public speaking. And my parents are like, no, you're not. You could barely speak. You could barely understand the difference between desert and dessert. No, like literally, right? I did. I went to a restaurant and I ordered a desert. Anyhow, okay? Anyhow. And I was like, okay. And my dad, and I told my dad, I'm like, no one's going to stop me from what I want to do. I don't even know what I want to do at this point. I wanted to be a judge. Oh, that's going to, I want to get I want to go to look at law school for a minute there. And I took the test and everything. And then one of the judges that I have mentored, it's like, CJ, you're too kind. There's no way you're going to be destroyed. I'm like, okay. I went to journalism. Oh, you're Filipino. You're short. No one's going to take you on TV. Like all of these people tell you, you can't. And you just sit there and you're like, why couldn't I do it? Now, if you are in your 40s and you're thinking, you know, I really want to do it. What's stopping you? Because people tell you you can't do it. Really? They don't know your math skills. Keep going. And that's what I wanted to also like ask you, Maria. What are the top saving strategies that you would recommend for individuals just starting their financial journey right now?
Well, I would have at least a year's worth of savings in the bank. Something that you can access immediately in case of an emergency. And then once that is accomplished, you know, first, well, even before that is debt. Pay off your debt, because folks are gaining so little in the bank that their credit cards far exceed interest-wise what they're saving. So get rid of debt. Oh my goodness, what a sense of freedom when you don't owe anybody. My husband and I are debt-free. So we, yes, I'm telling you, yes. So that retirement money is... is, I mean, it's my play money, you know, and we have, and my husband is still working. He's working from home, but he's retired Navy also. And we haven't reached the age of 65 yet to collect on Social Security. We're waiting until we're fully vetted into Social Security. So, you know, it's a great life. It's a great life. And that feeling of security helps people to sleep at night.
Yeah, you're right. Because I feel like we're just slaving every day, like a cog in the wheel, right? Just slaving every day to do things and then materials. It's like, if you look at my house, probably millions of dollars worth of materials of crap. But, you know, you got to think, okay, CJ, you got like 20 something years left, maybe even 15 years to retirement. Like, you need to get going with that. So I was like, that means I got to triple up my savings just so I could retire financially, right? And other people don't have options. I literally can go back to Asia, work there. and make money because I have family there. But not a lot of people have that options, right? So we got to start now. How do we help people, Maria, in this show right now to kind of wake them up a little bit and start small, start somewhere? I love that you said, you know, let's talk about debt. Let's get rid of debt. But it's easier said than done, especially for those who are already having a lot of debt that they don't have, like their income and their debt to ratio is so big. There's so much discrepancies. Mm-hmm. Where do we even start saving if all of our money goes to our debt, goes to our bills? Where do we start? What are some of your strategies to provide for those people?
Figure out the percentages and make sure that actually you are saving something. So just increase your buckets of saving, your buckets of lopping off debt and investing if you can. So it's just bit by bit. It may take a few years to get where you need to be in the way of reducing debt. It may take more than a few years, but it's the sense of accomplishment and that you're moving forward step by step. It's discipline. You have to have the end goal in mind. Where do you want to be? Are you serious about it? Then take, you know, this is what I would recommend, but you know, I can recommend lots of things, but people just need to take that step of faith and, okay, this is where I want to be. I need to take that step. And now's the time to act.
Right today, right now. And I like that you basically said, just take that step. And I think I feel like financial wealth needs also a mentor, right? Needs a mentor who's done it, who's shown their own skid mark. I have a lot of financial mentors, right? Like, oh yeah, I do finance, blah, blah, blah. And you ask them certain things. You're like, how many homes do you have? What is your retirement look like? And their homes and their retirement is also falling apart. I'm like, how are you going to teach me? You can't even do it yourself. So that's another thing that I also look for when you guys look for a financial advisors or, you know, people in finance. Maria, before we end, I want to talk about this. What sets your financial workshops? Like wine, women, and wealth. I love that. And money 101, right? Let's talk about that.
Okay. The Wine, Women, and Wealth is a trademarked workshop given by Five Rings Financial. So Squid Financial is a division of Five Rings Financial. And I name my agency Squid Financial as a nod to my fellow veterans, my beloved sailors. We affectionately call one another squids. So that's where the Squid Financial name came from. But for Wine, Women, and Wealth, what we do is we have workshops for Wine, Women, Wealth, and Money 101 nationwide through Zoom. It's many days throughout the year. Locally, we also have in-person events. The Wine, Women, and Wealth is a safe place where women can talk about money. We show them a video about living benefits, life insurance with living benefits, because women live longer than men do. So, for example, my mother lived 26 years beyond my father, and that living benefits life insurance policy definitely would have helped my mother when my father had two open heart surgeries and had a stroke. So we teach them about some of the products, obviously, that we offer, but it's a safe place where women can have a little wine. We talk about money and building wealth. It's a fun networking event for women. And the Money 101 is an event where for the in-person event, we treat our clients, our guests, to a really nice dinner. And we do that at the Westin Hotel here in Virginia Beach.
Sign me up. Oh my gosh, okay.
So we teach basic concepts at that workshop, and that's where I found out. I was like, oh my goodness, I can do this for act three of my life, because at the point when I went to the Money 101 workshop, I was planning on getting the heck out of the Department of Defense and retiring my second time, but I really wasn't sure what I was going to do for act three of my life. And I found my niche. I found my people. And this is something I can do for the rest of my life. I don't have to do any PT tests, physical fitness tests. I don't have to do any push-ups or sit-ups. I can do this the rest of my life. And since I had an administrative background, you know.
We're golden. Yeah, I love it.
I was there, and I love learning.
Do that. That isn't that on ground, though, what you're doing in the Westin Hotel? Can we do that on, like, Zoom?
Yeah, absolutely. There are Zoom Money 101s that are happening all over the country. And I can plug people into a Money 101 where they are locally, or we can plug into a Zoom or a Wine, Women, and Wealth remotely via Zoom.
Oh, guys, did you hear that? I would love to do that. I would love to see women be part of the 101, because you know what? We need it. We need to band together and figure out, right? Especially, you know, divorce happens and all of that things, and you know, things don't go what you're supposed to be doing, right? And you're left now with nothing. So you want to be able to make sure that you can help yourself. Now, I'm going to share a screen. Is this your...
It's my website, yes.
So this is what it would look like, guys. There's services, there's education. Oh, I like this one. Tax-free retirement. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Mortgage protection, business planning, fixed index annuity, living benefits. I mean, all of these things Maria talks about, right, in certain things. And obviously she can't talk about it publicly because this goes to like over 100,000 people really can see it. And she still has to abide by her licensure, right? We don't want her to lose license for that. But it is something that anybody can do if you just look at your options, right? That's the best part. It's just looking at your options. What are some of my options that I can do? You know, maybe even have you mentor someone like, hey, you're spending too much money in here and there, and this is what we're going to do. And now, if you're a business owner, you're supposed to be doing that anyway, looking at your income statement, your balance sheet, and where your gross profit and net income is coming from, so you can grow and scale your business. So right now, Maria is offering a lot of tips really for you, and hopefully you guys got those nuggets. That is the website right there down below. Now, can you talk us a little bit about how your $1 million baby program helped clients understand long-term savings?
Okay, what that is a life insurance policy, and you start a life insurance policy for a child as early as 2 weeks old, and that can grow by the time they're 60, that they will be a millionaire. And I can show folks how to do that. They can also borrow from that policy. Maybe they want to take $40,000 and go to college. Take $40,000. They could also borrow, you know, $40,000 and maybe buy a home, but they're not locked into a, you know, you buy a college plan for a child. Well, what if they don't go to college? Then what do you, you know, then what do you do with that money? But with a life insurance policy, a permanent life insurance policy, and I could, you know, don't want to get into the weeds of the different types of policies, but it's a savings vehicle. Actually, it can be a savings vehicle, and you can help out your kids that way. That's a good legacy to leave.
Now, do they have, for the baby $1 million baby policy, do they need to be an infant, or what's the cap on the age?
Well, they can start as early as 2 weeks, but the cap on some policies could be up to 80 years old. So it's the type of policy, but it's what you can do with that policy. If you start, it's referred to as $1 million baby policy, because when you start really young, what kicks in is the compound interest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where time is on the child's side, and it can just build and grow. By the time they're 60, they could have $1 million in their policy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time today. You too. Thank you so much. We did hit almost 500 live viewers. Right now we're at 469 live viewers. Thank you, Hounds. And thank you for all my people out there all over the world. I appreciate you. I do have one last question. And I always ask this to everyone, like all of my guests. If this is your last day today on this earth, what would be your parting message to your current and future families in terms of living life, legacy, and impact?
Okay. I had to, dig deep. And what I came up with, what really resonates with me, is love generously, give generously, don't leave anything on the playing field, give it your all, and no regrets.
Yeah, no regrets. I was like, yeah. For me, it's always something different when every time I ask people, right? I'm going to keep it simple. Literally two things. One is from Warren Buffett. It's not from me. And he always says, don't complicate your life. You only have two decisions that you make every single day on every single move, whether you're a millionaire or you're a cab driver or you have no money, you don't even have a job. Only two things. If you want to grow your person, you, everything that you do, think about it. Is this an opportunity for growth or is this limitations? Most often, when people ask us to do, we have lots of excuses. We have a laundry list of excuses. Oh, I can't really do that. I can't really save money now. How many times you go to Starbucks? I looked at my Starbucks account, like how much money I spent. It is ridiculous, right? And I asked my husband actually at one point to buy an espresso machine, and it wasn't cheap. It was like $800. But this is 20-year-old espresso machine, so I'm okay. I think I run it to ground. But my excuse was like, I will never go to Starbucks again because my bill was pretty big. My kids go there, right? And so my thing is like, okay, you're going to save so much money. Oh, after 3 months with my espresso machine, I would sneak with my kids to go to Starbucks. And my husband's like, I still see that Starbucks bill. Like, what? Until he just gave up, right? So if you really think about what Maria is telling you, is that stop the excuses. If you want to live comfortably, right? If you want to live comfortably where you don't have to think about it when you're sleeping at night, where am I going to get the money? You got to start today, no matter what your age, because we don't know how long you're going to live, no matter what your age. Review and take a list, okay? What are you spending your money on, right? And where can you actually save? Like, if you want to go to Starbucks, I'm not saying don't go, but don't go maybe 2 times a day, 5-7 days a week, like I do right now. So I don't do that, right? And A, too much sugar in their coffee. B, you don't really need it. You can have like a $9, coffee or $6 at Bonds and really do that for at least 2 weeks. You could save a lot of money if you really think about it and if you're intentional, right? And C, don't buy frivolous stuff that you don't need. Like, do I need 35 pink lipsticks because they have different name? I don't, right? So I'm like, really thinking about all of these things that I have. And I'm like, do I need 16, 17 lip liners of the same color? No, right? All of those things were full of excuses. We really got to get our crap together and said, okay, we want to retire. We want to have a financial thing. Stop accumulating crap. Literally, it's crap, right? Does this crap right now give you money if you, God forbid, die? It's costing $35,000 to $50,000 to bury you, by the way. Where are you going to get that money? Right?
Yeah.
More likely you're going to be cremated. Even then, your family's going to be struggling. Do you not see the GoFundMe everywhere? Because people are not ready for that, right? We're never taught in school to get ready for real life situation. And Maria is literally here to tell you there is a way if you're still kicking and living. There is a way to do it. Obviously, she cannot give you the spill the beans moment because of the fact that she is what? Federal government tells you, zip it. If you want to help somebody, you got to do it on your own time and not publicly like that. So all I'm saying is we already have golden nuggets today. Say whatever you can. Make sure you evaluate your lifestyle, right? If you want to retire now, stop spending your money on crap. Literally. I'm talking to myself right now, right? I mean, what are some of your other last minute tips, Maria?
Wow. Educate yourself. Don't wonder, you know, I don't understand insurance. I'm really, who do I trust? You know, how do I learn all this stuff? Well, that's where the workshops come in. They're free. Please educate yourself so you can make the best decisions for you, your budget, and your family, and for your legacy. What do you want your legacy to be? And now's the time to start educating yourself. And that's what Five Rings is all about too, is educating middle America, because you know the rich teach their children how that they can also keep the legacy of their lifestyle. But what I'm not saying the middle class doesn't, but we're focused on, there's a segment of the population that isn't getting the information that they need, or they're not getting it in school. We're not getting it on our jobs. You know, what happens to my 401k after I leave the job? You know, there's many questions on the financial side that there's professionals out there that can answer those questions. Who can you trust? Well, I invite you to check out the workshops to get the information, and then you make quality decisions from that.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Right? Kifa here, Mr. Allen, couldn't we start a savings for infants without being tied to an insurance policy?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's other products that actually life insurance, I also have my license in annuities. So yes, there's other products definitely. And that's a conversation you would have one-to-one with a client. So yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Some people do it. The reason that so all of these things, Mr. Allen, that we're talking about, it's the vehicle because they have the money to do compound, meaning like, if you put in, let's say, $20,000 today and you have a 2-year-old and every single month you would pay, I don't know, $50, whatever, until they're 60. Not only that, they give you interest, definitely more than 0.05, which your bank will give you, if that, right? And sometimes you have a minimum, especially if it's an account that you have high, you have a minimum of like, you have to open $10,000 or $25,000 at all times during the month, right? There's so many things. What that does is it's a vehicle to get you right to where you need to be in life comfortable. Look at right now, we're probably driving a Chevy Pinto. I don't care how much money you make. If you spend money here and there, you're driving a Chevy Pinto. By the time you're retired, you're going to riding a bike because you can't afford an electric bike at that point. Maybe you'll be walking. You can't even afford a bike. But when you have the tools and the right vehicle, right, to get you to where you need to be, you could be driving a Lamborghini comfortably going to your places. That's all it is. Think of it as a vehicle to do it. Is life insurance policy the only way? No, there's so many ways. I don't know because I'm not licensed in it. That's why we have Maria. And I like to bring people here who loves to help their community. I only like people who are heart-centered, okay? I don't guarantee 100%, but I can tell that Maria really would love to help our community, whether you're here in California or all the way to the East Coast. Even people who are international, there's always probably ways or similarities on how you can save money, right? Do you need 3 t-shirts right now for the next 3 months that's like $120? No, you can go to Walmart for $5. Like, let's just be real, right? So there are ways that you can help yourself. It's just a matter of being intentional and really looking at your goal. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be? I want to be Maria when I grow up. I'm just saying. Right?
I sleep well.
Right? Seriously, not have to worry about that. Any last minute invites to your events or anything like that?
Keep tuned to my social media. That's why I'm on the Level Up Academy, is because I have been reticent to get myself out there in social media land. But Dr. Leland is helping me get out there in social media land and level up my social media interaction. And just contact me and I can let you know when, where the workshops are. But I'm working on the social media piece. So there's a lot more. A lot more comments. So
yes,
appreciate being on the program today.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much for being here and staying in. Maria's LinkedIn is right there. She lives on LinkedIn. She's also a Hounds of Business community. That means she's filtered through our community to make sure that we are offering the community the best possible way. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you tomorrow with Nicole Agape on Level Up Circle TV. All right. Have a beautiful Wednesday and please stay safe. Bye, everybody.
Are you a curious student, eager to learn new skills and make your mark in the world? Or are you a professional seeking to advance your career and unlock your full potential? You need to be equipped with effective soft skills like communication, problem solving, teamwork, and more. The Level Up Academy by Doc Leland bridges the gap between education and employment through transferable skills training. Get the soft skills you need to be more effective at work.
Bye, people. I'm the damn Korean, just a bit. Bye, everybody.